الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين سلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. Today is the 22nd of Rajab 1434, which corresponds to the 31st of May 2013, and we continue our discussion on the tafsir of Sheikh Abd al-Rahman Nasir al-Sa'di's book Tafsir al-Karim al-Rahman fi tafsiri Kalam al-Mannan رحم الله الشيخ برحمته وأدخله فسيح جناته. And we had stopped in our last session at Ayah 68, and I believe we completed the discussion on Ayah 68, Surah Al-Ma'idah, and therefore we initiate the discussion now on Ayah 69 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والصابئون والنصارى من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. The English equivalent says, indeed those who have believed and those before and those who were Jews or Sabians or Christians, those among them who believed in Allah and the last day and did righteousness, no fear will there be concerning them, nor will they grieve. So the Shaykh rahimahullah said, يخبر تعالى عن أهل الكتاب من أهل القرآن والتوراة والإنجيل. Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us about the people of the book from among the followers of the Quran, or the people of the Quran and the Torah and the Gospel. أن سعادتهم ونجاتهم في طريق واحد, that their happiness and their salvation is achieved via one path. وأصل واحد, and one fundamental principle. وهو الإيمان بالله واليوم الآخر, and it is belief in Allah and the last day. والعمل الصالح, and doing righteousness. فَمَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلَهُ النَّجَاةُ. Whosoever amongst them believe in Allah and the last day shall have salvation. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ فِيمَا يَسْتَقْبِلُونَهُ مِنَ الْأُمُورِ الْمُخَوِّفَةِ. There should be no fear concerning them in regards to what shall come of the scary things. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ عَلَى مَا خَلَّفُوا مِنْهَا. Nor should they grieve over what they have left behind. وهذا الحكم المذكور يشمل سائر الأزمنة. This ruling includes all times. Now, of course, we have to comment on this ayah. Actually, the translation added some words between parentheses to explain the intended meaning, and I deliberately did not read them, just to give you first the exact wording and then give you the explanation, because the translation has to take into consideration the explanation. This ayah can be easily used by certain deviants, as evidence that Muslims, Jews, Christians, Sabians, everybody is going to Jannah. They don't have to believe in Muhammad alayhi salam. They don't have to believe in the Quran, because Allah said, verily those who believed from among the Jews and the Sabi'un and the Christians, whoever believes in Allah on the last day and does righteousness, say, look, that's a Christian. Do you believe in Allah? Says, yes. Do you believe in the last day? Say, yes. Do you do good deeds? Yeah, I'm doing charitable work every day. Khalas. The Quran says, you have a ticket to paradise. You know that this is in the Western world, in the masajid which are funded by Western governments, this is the very aqidah that they impose upon people. This is what they teach, that these are our brothers and you cannot call them kuffar and da 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 da, the whole nine yards. And it all begins with ayat of this sort. So whenever one of us is confronted with something like this, what is he supposed to say first and foremost? The first initial response to such a claim, you in your mind, what do you go when you come across an ayah which is being now misapplied or misquoted? What do you have to do as a Muslim first and foremost to protect yourself and then to help others be protected? Look at the tafsir of the ayah. Beautiful. Go a little further.
Also read the ayahs before and after, just to get the context.
The context. Go even further. Ambiguous. That's the first thing. The first thing you do, Abdul Hadi, when someone brings this kind of claim, say, wait a second. Allah said in the beginning of Surah Al-Imran that He revealed upon the Prophet ﷺ this Quran. فِيهِ آيَاتٌ مُحْكَمَاتٌ. In it are ayat that are firm and clear. هُنَّ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. They are the mother of the book. And Allah told us, the one who told us this ayat, Allah told us, وَأُخَرُ مُتَشَابِهَاتٌ. And there are other ayat which are ambiguous, which could be interpreted in many different ways. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ يَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ. As for those who have deviance in their heart, they will go after these ayat. The ambiguous, seeking fitna, seeking confusion, seeking loss, seeking deviance, and seeking ta'wil, a false interpretation. عَلَى طُول. Say, hey. No, you can't pull the stunt on me. I have to read the whole Quran to see whether this particular message is being delivered repeatedly in an entirely clear, concise manner. If I were to find other ayat, which indicate otherwise, while knowing that Allah said in the Quran that there's no contradiction in the Quran, meaning something has to be understood in the light of something, if I find anything which opposes that, then I'm going to drop this interpretation of yours until further notice. Until you prove that this is muhkam and the other ones are ambiguous. And surely, anyone with the slightest amount of knowledge, if one were to go through the Quran, one will definitely know that the Jews are kuffar. At the time of the Prophet ﷺ, not only those at the time of Musa, no. Those who rejected the Prophet ﷺ, kuffar. Those who fought against him, the Jews and the Christians, which Allah will address soon, kuffar. And then give him an ayah, you tell him the entirely clear ayahs in Surah Al-Bayyinah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. How are you going to tell me that Allah said they are the worst of creatures and they are doomed for eternity in the hellfire? Then you're going to tell me here there's no grief on them nor should they fear. Huh? I have to then understand one or the other. So this means what we already believe as Muslims. This is referring to those who during their time believed properly. Don't we Muslims believe that from the followers of Jesus, His disciples, were righteous people who are entitled to paradise? Yes. And these are from the Nasara. Do we not believe that Musa had from Bani Israel righteous people with him? Yes. And those are from the Yahud. And the Sabi'un with the various interpretations, whether they are the brothers of Yusuf or whatever the case may be, it's the same thing. So this ayah is referring to those who had properly believed, which we Muslims never denied. We say until now, any believer in Allah in the last day, and who did not deny any prophet who was present at that time, from the time of Adam until Yawm al-Qiyamah, is our brother in faith. We didn't go against the flow. Once they reject, they may say, I believe in Allah in the last day, but then reject the messenger who told you to believe in Allah in the last day. If you reject the messenger of Allah, then you're no longer believing in Allah. So we have to make sure that those people did not fall into rejection. And so now bring the average Christian from the street, grab him by his neck, say, come here, you believe in Allah? He tell you, okay, yes, he's an Arab Christian from Lebanon. You believe in Allah? Yes, I believe in Allah. Alhamdulillah. He will tell you, Alhamdulillah. Hello. طيب. Muhammad alayhi salam, la. Nah, la. طيب. You're a kafir. Thanks. Yeah, but the ayah says, whoever believes in Allah on the last day. You said you believe in Allah. Allah told you He sent a messenger. So, can you reject Allah? Once you reject the word Allah sent, you rejected Allah. Very simple. And we gave worldly examples about this. So no one would be confused. A manager hires a substitute because he's going on vacation. And he tells you, this man holds the same authority as myself. Either you accept and therefore you remain an employee under his supervision, or you quit. Once you say, I accept him as the representative, and your manager turns away and he goes on vacation, and this person gives you instruction and you start denying him, you haven't really accepted the initial agreement with your boss. You were just bluffing. Ma'loom ya Abdul Hadi? We have to understand these examples because the people we are dealing with are often thick-minded. And we need to give them a worldly example to bring their point home. When you deal with work, everybody is sick and tired of work. This usually, you know, does the job. Huh? Give an example, they get to say, yes, I know what you're saying. Alhamdulillah. Hello, hello. Then the ayah 7, he says, لقد أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل وأرسلنا إليهم رسولا كلما جاءهم رسول بما لا تهوى أنفسهم فريقا كذبوا وفريقا يقتلون. Now what you said earlier makes perfect sense now. You said, read the context, right? Now, if you read the very next ayah, you will see what I just explained to you without referring to the ayah. What we just approved without the ayah, this ayah would now put that nail in the last nail in the coffin. It says, we had already taken the covenant of the children of Israel. These are the Yahud whom Allah said about in the ayah before, Alladhina Hadu. Hello? And had sent to them messengers whenever there came to them a messenger with what their souls did not desire. A party of messengers they denied, and another party they killed. Huh? So now, if someone were to say all Jews are entitled to enter paradise because Allah said in ayah 69, that they don't have to worry. You say, Allah said in ayah 70 that they rejected the messengers and they killed them. So, you have to now understand ayah 69 in the light of its context with ayah 70 and surely the ones which will come after regarding the Christians. So, what is the tafsir of this ayah? Rahimahullah, the Shaykh said, يقول تعالى لقد أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل أي عهدهم الثقيل بالإيمان بالله. We have taken this strong, heavy covenant with them that they shall believe in Allah. والقيام بواجباته التي تقدم الكلام عليها. And them establishing the rights and the obligations which we have previously spoken about. في قوله ولقد أخذ الله ميثاق بني إسرائيل وبعثنا 12 منهم 12 نقيبا 12 نقيبا. Like when Allah said, verily we have taken the covenant from Bani Israel and sent among them 12 deputies. إلى آخر الآيات. وأرسلنا إليهم رسولا, and we sent to them messengers يتوالون عليهم بالدعوة. One messenger after the other, consecutively giving them da'wah. ويتعهدونهم بالإرشاد, and they strive with them to guide them. ولكن ذلك لم ينجع فيهم, however that did not benefit them, was not effective with them. ولم يفد كلما جاءهم رسول بما لا تهوى أنفسهم من الحق كذبوه وعندوه. And every time a messenger who came to them, whom they did not desire, they would, with the truth, they would belie him and they would be stubborn. وَعَمَلُوهُ أَقْبَحَ الْمُعَامَلَ, and they will treat him in the worst way you can treat someone. فَرِيقًا كَذَّبُوا وَفَرِيقًا يَقْتُلُونَ, a group of them they belied while another group they killed. يعني, it's one thing to deny the messenger who Allah sent to you, and it's another thing to kill him. That's just wild. Then Allah said, وَحَسِبُوا أَلَّا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ فَعَمُوا وَصَمُّوا ثُمَّ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ ثُمَّ عَمُوا وَصَمُّوا كَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ. And they thought there would be no punishment, so they became blind and deaf. Then Allah turned to them in forgiveness. Then again, afwan, many of them became blind and deaf. And Allah is seeing of what they do. نسأل الله العافية. The Shaykh said, وَحَسِبُوا أَلَّا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةً أَيْ ظَنُّوا أَنَّ مَعْصِيَتَهُمْ وَتَكْذِيبَهُمْ لَا يَجْرِي عَلَيْهِمْ لَا يُجْرِي عَلَيْهِمْ عَذَابًا وَلَا عُقُوبًا. They thought of themselves. وعليكم السلام. أهلا والله. حياك الله. Alrighty then. They thought, Ya Abdul Hadi, that their sins, that their sins and their belying will not bring about any torment or any punishment. فَاسْتَمَرُّوا عَلَىٰ بَاطِلِهِمْ. Therefore, they remained consistent upon their falsehood. فَعَمُوا وَصَمُّوا عَنِ الْحَقِّ. So they became blind and deaf regarding the truth. ثُمَّ نَعَشَهُمْ وَتَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ حِينَ تَابُوا إِلَيْهِ وَأَتَابُوا وَأَنَابُوا. Then Allah revived them. Ayah number 71. Ma'ida. Then Allah revived them. When they repented to Him and they turned to Him. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَسْتَمِرُوا عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ حَتَّى انْقَلَبَ أَكْثَرُوا مِنَ الْحَالِ الْقَبِيحَةِ. Then they did not remain firm upon that until most of them reverted to their old ways. فَعَمُوا وَصَمُوا كَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ. So many of them became deaf and blind once again. بهذا الوصف والقليل استمروا على توبتهم وإيمانهم. And a minority among them remain upon their tawbah and their belief. والله بصير بما يعملون. And Allah is seeing of what they do. فيجازي كل عامل بعمله. Allah will recompense every doer with what he did. إن خيرا فخير وإن شرا فشر. If good, then that person will be shown goodness. And if evil, then that person will be treated with what he has earned. Now we go to the next ayah. And how I wish we had more reverts in this class, and more of the Filipino brothers specifically who have to deal with the Christians in da'wah. Because these ayat are critical in da'wah, critical. And before we memorize biblical verses, if we were to do so to begin with, these ayat are the ones we should memorize first. And then we may use some biblical reference as supporting evidence to prove to them that even from their false, distorted sources, we're able to, you know, bring about some truth, which agrees with the Quranic teachings. And those are the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. Al-Muhim.
لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم وقال المسيح يا بني إسرائيل اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم إنه من يشرك بالله فقد حرم الله عليه الجنة ومأواه النار وما للظالمين من أنصار.
They have certainly disbelieved who say Allah is the Messiah, the son of Mary, while the Messiah has said, O children of Israel, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. Indeed, he who associates others with Allah, Allah has forbidden him paradise. And his refuge is the fire. And there are not for the wrongdoers any helpers. The Shaykh said, يخبر تعالى عن كفر النصارى. ياي ما أحلاها من تمك يا شيخ. هاي يا محمد. What was your name last time?
إسماعيل.
حياك الله. إسماعيل, can you translate this? Try. Look at me. يخبر تعالى عن كفر النصارى. Tell me what you do understand. What you don't understand, skip it. From this sentence, يخبر تعالى عن عن كفر النصارى. Yeah, the Nasara Christians. Yes, I mean technically they're helpers, but in the Quranic context, when you say Nasara, you're speaking about the Christians in general. Not only the disciples of Jesus who were the helpers. When he said, Man Ansari ila Allah, qalu nahnu Ansarullah ila akhir al-ayat. Hi, Abdul Hadi, what about you? يُخْبِرُ تَعَالَى عَنْ كُفْرِ النَّصَارَى. Who's Ta'ala? Allah. You can say Allah or you can say Ta'ala, that's fine. You
also disbelieve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disbelieve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including the Nasara.
All this in these four words, ya Shaykh? Aywesh. All you have to do is guess the word yukhbiru. We already said ta'ala, referring to Allah, an kufri nasara, regarding the disbelief of the Christians. Yukhbiru, Allah informs us. From khabar. Allah informs us of the disbelief of the Christians. I'm saying this and I'm focusing on it and emphasizing this idea, because in a couple of ayat before, there was that mutashabih, that ambiguous ayah. And now when we read the tafsir of the ulama, we see them after Allah already stated it explicitly, they're again reiterating the information by saying that Allah tells about the disbelief of the Christians, meaning the Christians are disbelievers. Exception to the rule would be the Christians who believed in Jesus during the time of Jesus, that he is the messenger of Allah, and did not commit shirk, then they are our brothers in faith, even though they never got to meet or believe in the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam. And excluded are Christians who were born Christians like many of you and became reverts to Islam, and then they accepted the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam. In one way, they came from Christianity, so you could say Christian. So these are the excluded. But if someone, during the time of Jesus did not believe in Jesus, or after the advent of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ did not believe in him, he is excluded from being a believer, and he's automatically included in this ayah, in this statement, Kufr al-Nasara, the disbelief of the Christians. Kapish? Hi, Ismail. طيب بقولهم إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم. How do they disbelieve? Subhanallah. What did Allah say? And this is very important. بقولهم. What does that mean, ya Muhandis?
With their
statement. The mere utterance of the sentence is disbelief, let alone believing it. Because you know, you can say a statement of kufr even if you don't mean it. If you're just playing around. And that happened recently. A brother sent me an email complaining about a situation that happened with him, with some of the people in his local masjid, hoping I can make a short video on this issue. And basically, a person from the masjid attendees had his shoe stolen. So he became upset that someone stole his shoe. And so the people in the masjid, in trying to comfort him, they said, don't worry, Allah will get your shoes back from the thief. So he, the funny guy now, said, I did not know that Allah wears size 7. Okay? And the brother was disturbed, and you should be disturbed, with this joke. And that joke will take the sayer out of Islam. You're allowed to convey, by the way, statements of kufr, as I'm doing now. as Allah conveyed the statements of the kuffar, and as the Prophet ﷺ did as well. So I'm not included, inshallah. But for someone to make that joke and just say, "I'm joking," he just left Islam. And if he were to die, he will be in the hellfire eternally. Because that's the statement of kufr. End of discussion. Mafi. In the matters of the deen, no such thing. Because that's exactly what the hypocrite said in one of the battles. When they were all going in the caravan, and they were at the end of the caravan, and they were having just the chit-chat. Huh? And they said, "Look, we have not seen anyone more cowardly than our Quran reciters, nor have we seen anyone with fatter bellies." So they were making fun of the Huffaz of the Quran, from the Sahaba of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So Jibreel was sent down by Allah to the Messenger and told him what these people were discussing in the back. So he went and confronted them about what they said. They said, "We were only joking. We're just trying to, you know, kill time. Long journey. Just conversation. We don't mean it." And what did Allah reveal? قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Say, is it in regards to Allah, His ayat and His messenger that you are mocking? Don't apologize. You have disbelieved after your iman. End of discussion. Explicit ayah in the apostasy. Surah Al-Ahzab. I'll get it for you right now, just so that since it's being recorded for the benefit of the listeners. Put the word ta'tadhiru. Surah At-Tawbah, afwan. Surah At-Tawbah, ayah 66. Read it and read the tafsir of Ibn Kathir. You can find it online in English. And learn that these things can never be said. Never. And if someone were to make that joke, I mean, some of you, whatever. If someone were to make this joke in front of you, you have the right to throw a fit. You have a right to get upset. And you have to get upset and get angry for the deen of Allah. And say, what are you saying, man? Hey, don't joke around with the deen of Allah. This is when you act tough. This is a red line. Can't cross it. Don't you can't be cracking no jokes in this regard whatsoever. Whatsoever. This is a red line. No one is allowed to cross it. The deen of Allah is based on respect and magnifying it. Once we turn it into the joking system, it's done. The respect is gone. And if someone were to say, "Come on, brother, take it easy," say, "I dare you. I dare you to crack a joke at your mudir while he's standing in front of you. Do it. In front of the employee, say, "Ali, you look like a clown today, man. Do it." Wallah, you will never do it. You are chicken. You will never do it. So now your mudir, because he got the fulus, which you get at the end of the month, you zip your mouth and you show utmost respect. Even though in your side he's worth your shoe. In reality, inside you hate his guts. But out of respect that you have for someone you hate, you can't even open your mouth with a joke. And when it comes to Allah, who you are supposed to love, along with respect, now you can crack jokes, you became brave. See how it is? It happened to the one in Egypt. At the time of Abdul Hamid Kishk, rahimahullah, they had this wicked, soldiers or the people in the army. Naqib, and I don't know, general, and I don't know what their titles are in English. Sergeant or something like that. Anyways, he was dealing with the prisoners. And all these prisoners are religious people. People who give da'wah. He says something against them, the president. They arrest him and put him in prison. Hello? So one of them was speaking with him. And he told him, "Fear Allah," to that guard, the prison guard. He told him, if Allah were to come down, we will put him in a single cell. If Allah were to come down, I will put him in a prison in a single cell. That man, who was now free, speaking his mind out. It wasn't days before an accident happened where two cars crashed into each other and a bar, like a big bar, flew out of one of them and went straight into his throat. And he was sitting there on the ground, you know, breathing his last breath. And no one could even come close to help him. Don't you want someone to be able to? He's just like an animal. The way he's behaving and is reacting to that thing in his throat, no one is able to contain him to even pull it out of his throat. And he kept dying like an animal would do until he died. He kept just, you know, moving around until he passed away. It wasn't days before that happened. Because the people don't know that Allah Azza wa Jalla is Azizun Tuntiqam. He's also full of might and revengeful. Now, you play too many games and you will get taught a lesson. In this dunya and in the life to come, there's nothing you can do. There's no higher authority which you can, you know, refer this matter to. Done. You're dealing with the highest authority. If the highest authority gave you an X, you will never get anything else. Done. So when it comes to jokes, no. Not Allah, not His Messenger, not the Sunnah, never. These are never things to be joked about. Like these Allah made me funny comedians and the diary of a bad man and all these weird creatures that come on and may turn the Deen of Allah into stand-up comedy. Big no-no. Big no-no. Al-Muhim. بشبهة أنه خرج من أم بلا أب. Why do the Christians allege that Allah is the Messiah, son of Mary? Because of the doubt or the misconception they have that He came out from a mother without a father. We all know. Isa. They say He has no father. وقال فالمعهود من الخلقة الإلهية. And he is unlike the rest, what we know of the general creation of Allah. والحال أنه عليه الصلاة والسلام قد كذبهم في هذه الدعوة. And the truth of the matter is that he himself has denied this claim of theirs. When he said to them, يا بني إسرائيل اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم. Very clear. Oh, Bani Israel, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. Did Jesus not say that in the Bible as well? Yes. In the first commandment. First commandment. So any Christian who wants to get funny, we tell them, look, in the Quran, Jesus said, O Bani Israel, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. And in the Bible, Jesus said, O Bani Israel, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. I don't know what to believe afterwards. I don't know what else do you want when the words are clear. Then you're going to go fetching around for some other verses in your Bible that can be interpreted in a billion ways to prove that they suggest the divinity of Jesus and blah, blah, blah. And you leave alone the explicit statement where he said, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. So he said, my Lord, you say he's my father, my son. Oh, he's one in the same, an incarnation of God, blah, 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 blah. But he said, my Lord and your Lord. And he told the people to worship Allah, not to worship Him. So that is the clear-cut, explicit statement. Everything else is confusing. And the evidence that it's confusing is the Christians themselves. You sit with a Jehovah Witness, and then with a Catholic, and then with a Presbyterian, and then with a Protestant, and you will come up with a new belief, new religion from each one. No, go to the same church and speak to the different priests and pastors, and you will get different results. Did you hear the latest declaration of the Pope? Did you? Mita? 1 week ago. Pope Francis. The new one. The old one, khalas, resigned. The shaitanic looking one, a'udhu billah. Every time you see him, yani, as if I'm seeing Iblis. Huh? You know what the Lewis one said? No one knows. You guys are not following the news, man. It's on CNN. On the worst news provider. He said, everyone, Jesus died for everyone. They told him, even non-Catholics? Yes. Even atheists? Yes. Yeah, Pope? Atheist doesn't believe in God. He said, leave him. Let him do good. Jesus died for everyone. So the son of a gun is saying now, everybody's going to paradise. Catholics, the last thing you would expect this from would be the Catholics. Yani, some other ones are, you know, wishy-washy. These people don't play games. The Pope now is going against the core of Catholicism, making public declaration that atheists are going to paradise, even if they don't believe in God. Why? Jesus already died for everybody. This is Christianity for you. That's like the Amir al-Mu'mineen of Muslims saying one day that the Shahada is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. The next day he says La ilaha illallah, I don't know what else. You add your own statement and it's all good. Man, don't believe me. As soon as you finish the class, Google. Say, Pope Francis Declaration on Atheists. And read the article. Read the article. I couldn't believe it. My wife is the one who sent it to me, actually. She is the one who caught this amazing news first. Because we're going to the Philippines soon, inshallah. And our in-laws are all Catholics. So I'm going to be using this like quite freely. Oh, by the way, atheists are going to paradise right along with you people, according to your Pope. Huh? No, maybe that will hurt their feelings. I'll see if I will have to use it or not. I don't think I'm that crazy. Sometimes I am. Anyways. فأثبت لنفسه العبودية التامة ولربه الربوبية الشاملة لكل مخلوق. So Jesus affirmed for himself the ultimate servitude. And to his Lord he affirmed the ultimate lordship, which includes every creature. تفضل, come in. رينيال, come in, come in. You've been standing how long outside, man? I left my phone on just for you. I usually never turn on my phone. Yalla, stariah, stariah. Well, he worked. He's my co-worker at Samsonage. And I don't know whether he's going to become Muslim today, or he already became Muslim behind my back, or he will do it. I don't know. But I'm happy he's here. And you deal with him afterwards. This is my beloved brother from old, Abdul Hadi. He's a Balik Islam. Inshallah, Sadiq. Too bad he doesn't play basketball. Otherwise, we would have brought him and whooped him on the court. But he gets together, he only watches from the sideline. We have other brothers upstairs who play basketball. Maybe you can join the Jeddah Da'wah Center team. Inshallah. But that's ba'den, ba'den. This is not a bribe, by the way, for you to become a Muslim. This is just, you know, encouraging elements of encouragement. Hey. Al-Muhim, ironically, you came to a very important ayah. So Jesus affirmed for himself the ultimate servitude and to Allah the ultimate lordship by saying, اُعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. He is my Lord and your Lord. So he affirmed for himself servitude to the lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the fact that Allah is the Lord of everything and everyone. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ. Whosoever associates worship with Allah, any of the creatures of Allah. It's okay. No problem. First time you get away with it. Next time we'll take away the phone. Huh? إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. Verily those who associate partners with Allah, any of His creatures, any of His creatures. لَا عِيسَى وَلَا غَيْرِهِ. Whether it is Jesus or other than Jesus. Once, look. Allah Azza wa Jal is the ultimate object of worship. And the only object of worship. While he is the only one, he is the ultimate one. Once you share that right of his with any of his creatures, regardless of who this creature is, this creature could be the greatest amongst the creatures. But once you put him on a line equal to that of the Creator, you have automatically committed a blasphemy, and therefore you are condemned to hell. You have oppressed yourself, and you have committed the greatest crime of all, which is associating partners with the one true God. That's why Muslims love Jesus, but they don't worship Jesus. And they love Muhammad alayhi salam, but they don't worship Muhammad alayhi salam. And they love the righteous people, but they don't worship them. And they love Mary, the mother of Jesus, but they do not worship her. And they love the malaika, the angels of Allah, but we do not worship them. And everything which you can think of that we hold in high honor and respect, we never ever make them equal to Allah in terms of the right of worship. Why? Because that is Allah's right alone. Never ever did a messenger teach the people otherwise. Whether you read the whole Bible or you read the whole Quran, you will find that repeatedly every messenger went to his respective people calling him to worship Allah alone. Noah told him to worship Allah alone. And when they insisted on worshiping these idols, Allah drowned them. You coming back? You gonna be upstairs? Mashi. Yeah. خلاص فقد حرم الله عليه الجنة وما وهو النار. What is the end result of the one who associates partners with Allah? Allah has forbidden paradise upon that person. That person will not be entitled to enter paradise, and his abode will be the hellfire. وذلك لأنه سوى الخلق بالخالق. Why? Because he has made the creatures equal to the Creator. He has made the creation equal to the Creator. And that's the biggest crime. Let me give you another example we can relate to. Huh? Someone will say, what's the big deal, yani? Huh? What's the big deal? So I give you a word example from the business world. In our company, I'm using this example for you, Yaradiyat. We have Mr. Park. Okay, that's the Mudir Kabir Marra, okay, the Korean manager. And we have Qazim is the tea boy. Okay? And we're dealing with a company that runs yani billions of dollars in business. Hello? Imagine if Qazim were to come to our department, HHP, and say to us, cancel the forecast and the order for the second quarter. Billions of dollars. Cancel them. And we say, Abshir. The next day, Mr. Park comes, you know, what happened? Business. Wallah, Qazim said. What Qazim? Who's Qazim? The tea boy. What do you think he would do, yani? What would be fair to do, even if he fired them, even if he fired all of us? He can't rectify the loss. Let's say when you cancel, you can't reorder. You cannot rectify the loss. Even if he fired us, and then he imprisoned us, and then he chased us till the last one, The loss which resulted from taking the order of Qasim, he only said one sentence, out of context, is disastrous. If you're able to understand that, then you'll be able to understand, and this is a human being and a human being. One happens to be more educated than the other one, therefore his statement holds more value than the other one. How about when someone wants the creation to be equal to the Creator and give the Creator that ultimate right to the creation? You wonder why there's hellfire and why there's damnation. Why? No, don't wonder anymore. Because this is only fair when the crime is much higher than the team who accepted the statement of a T-boy over the general manager. Because this one is going against the purpose of creation. You were created for this reason, and you put that aside, and you, يعني, it doesn't make any sense. So I hope that brings the point home, inshallah. على كل حال, وصرف ما خلق الله له والعبادة خالصة. So that person who's condemned to the hellfire has given what should be sincerely for Allah, he dedicated that worship to other than Allah Azza wa Jal. So he deserves therefore to be in the hellfire eternally. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ. And the wrongdoers will have no one to help them. يُنْقِذُونَهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ. So they will not find anyone who can help them against the punishment of Allah, or those who will save them from the torment of Allah. أَوْ يَدْفَعُونَ عَنْهُمْ بَعْضَ مَا نَزَلَ بِهِمْ. Nor will they be able to take away some of that pain which will afflict them. It will be something that is totally comprehensive. So inshallah, with this we conclude the tafsir. Interestingly enough, next week we'll be dealing with another important ayah about Trinity. The ayah in the Quran which refutes Trinity, because Trinity is mentioned in the Quran as a big crime that no one is supposed to commit. But you will not find it in the Bible. You will not find that Trinity, the word itself at least, in the Bible. You find some verses which allude to it that are fabricated in the Bible itself. They've already removed them from many of the revised verses of the Bible. That there are three who bear record, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. This is a fabricated verse. According to Christian scholars, not Muslim, they took it out of the Bible. Because it's an insertion to the Bible. What's new? Anyways, with that we conclude. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ.